Good morning, blues lovers. Welcome to Good Morning Blues. I'm your host, John Reese. Today, we have something extra special for you, so stay tuned.
Tipitina, tra-la-la-la, oh-la-la-la. Hey, Luberta, oh, oh, Luberta, girl, you hear me calling you? Well, you're 3 times 7, baby, knows what you want to do. Say, Luberta, oh, oh, Luberta, you tell me where you've been. When you come home this morning, honey, you're at your belly full of gin.
This morning show is dedicated to an old friend, Mr. Jerry Wexler, a man who has made some of the most influential music of all time, including the man playing now, Professor Longhair.
Come on, Luberta, girl, you have company waiting for you at home. Why don't you hurry, Luberta, girl, hurry, don't leave that boy alone. Tipitina, tra-la-la-la, oh-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la. Tipitina, hula-mala-wala-da-la. Come on, baby, we're going balling. We're gonna have ourselves a good time. We go hula tralla walla mala dala, drink some mellow wine.
In 1961, while living in Atlanta, I took a job with a gentleman named Joe Galkin. He was a little Jewish man from New York City who had been in the music business nearly all his life. He had a heart attack in New York, and his doctor recommended that he leave town and go to some place that was a bit slower. So Joe picked Atlanta, Georgia. I needed a job, and a friend of mine named Gwen Kessler introduced me to Joe Galkin. Joe wanted someone in his office early in the morning because, quite honestly, Joe drank like a fish and never got up before 11 o'clock. I would answer the phone, and that's what I did, and I would pack up records and I would mail them out, and basically that's how I started with Joe Galkin. One morning the phone rang. It was Jerry Wexler from New York City. He goes, "Hi, kid, my name's Jerry. Who are you?" I'll never forget that. And I told him who I was. He goes, "Excellent, you're working for one of the greatest men in the music business." Well, I wasn't sure of that yet, but I would find out. To make a long story short, we've known each other since those days in the early 60s. And I would like to personally say thank you for so much great music and so much fun I've had. I can still put on those records, and I still feel great. Here is one of the first records that Jerry ever produced for Atlantic. Laverne Baker, Soul on Fire.
Oh, I could play with Tom, Dick, and Harry, but for me, you're the only one who makes me shiver, makes me tingle, and who brings my love and down. I played the love game before I met you. It's a game I've always won, but now you set my soul. Good time, me.
One of Jerry's next artists was Champion Jack Dupree. Champion Jack Dupree recorded a song called Junker's Blues. Junker's Blues scared the hell out of everybody. But that's okay. Hope it doesn't scare you.
Nothing if I feel good all the time.
Now that's what I call a bad boy. Champion Jack Dupree, Junkers Blues. Sometimes I use a needle. Sometimes I sniff cocaine. Now you know that wasn't getting played on white radio. While still a young man and growing up in New York City, Jerry had the opportunity to go to Harlem to see his favorite bands. During that era, swing was quite prevalent. Hence this next record Jerry produced, Hoy 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 by Little Johnny Jones.
I dreamed of heaven and saw my baby there. I dreamed of heaven and saw my baby there. She had pearly white teeth and coal black wavy hair. Hoy, hoy, hoy. Hoy, hoy, skip. Now jump. Baby's kisses taste like cherry pie. My baby's kisses taste like cherry pie. Skip. Now jump. My guess is happy, happy as can be. Well, I'm just happy, happy as can be. She's so far from me. Hoy, hoy, hoy. Hoy, hoy, skip. Now jump.
Here Jerry shows his true colors and his love of the blues.
I was in my bed sleeping. Oh boy, what a dream. I was in my bed sleeping. Oh boy, what a dream. I was dreaming about my TV mama, the one with the big wide screen. I'm bound to scream.
TV Mama, with that big wide screen. Mr. Joe Turner, one of Atlantic Records' truly great artists. You know, the Clovers were one vocal group in the history of rock and roll music whose hit-making talent spanned the entire spectrum of the first great age of this art form. Mr. Wexler was there, too. In fact, he was down in the alley.
Just rocking and reeling, we'll get that feeling down in the alley. Oh, baby G, I'll plant you now and dig you later, 'cause you're a fine sweet potato. We'll have a ball.
We'll have a ball and that ain't all down in the alley. And I bet Jerry Wexler was right there in the alley with the Clovers. Now the next record we're going to play is by Clyde McFadder and the Drifters. It's called Honey Love. And it was written by Clyde McFadder and, you guessed it, Jerry Wexler.
I need it,
I need it
when the moon is bright. I need it,
I need it
when you hold me tight. I need it,
I need it
in the middle of the night. I need your honey love. I want it,
I want it
when the lights are low. I want it,
I want
just
it
before you go. I want it,
I want
because
it
I love you so. Have a little mercy and give some
honey love.
Now throw your arms around me, pretend that you're a loving dove. Now you squeeze,
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 ooh,
squeeze.
That's the honey love. I'm gonna get it in the morning sun. I'm gonna get it when the day is done. I'm gonna get it, 'cause it's so much fun. I'm gonna get me some
honey love.
Yes, I love it,
I love
'cause it feels so fine. I love it,
I love
yes, it thrills my spine. I love it,
I love
'cause
it
you're mine, oh mine. I love your
honey love. Let me love.
And me get cozy, just like the fingers in a glove. Let's kiss,
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 kiss.
That's the honey love. Ooh, I need it. When the moon is bright, I need it.
I need it
when you hold me tight. I need it.
I need it
in the middle of the night. I need
honey love.
I need
oh yes,
honey love. I need
baby,
honey love, I need
Get it, boy.
Honey love, I need your honey love.
In November of 1954, Mr. Jerry Wexler was set to make history. He was set to record Ray Charles. On that date, Jerry recorded Greenbacks, Comeback Baby, and Blackjack, plus I Got a Woman. I Got a Woman would prove to be the first Ray Charles smash, and also the archetypical Ray Charles song, a sanctified series of 16-bar gospel chord progressions. This was a radical departure for the blues-based repertoire of black popular music.
Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town, good to me. Oh, yeah. She give me money when I'm in need. Yeah, she's a kind of friend indeed. I got a woman way over town. Just for me. Oh, yeah. She says loving early in the morning. Just for me. Oh, yeah. She says loving just for me. Yeah, she loves me so tenderly. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Never grumbles or fusses, always treats me right. Never running in the streets and leaving me alone. She knows a woman's place is right there now in her home. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town. Oh, yeah, oh, she's my baby, don't you understand? Yeah, I'm a lover man. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah, don't you know she's all right? Don't you know she's all right? She's all right, she's all right.
Ray Charles would go on to become Atlantic's largest-selling recording artist to date. Next up, C.C. Rider by Mr. Chuck Willis, the King of the Stroll.
Yes, C.C. Rider, girl, see what you has done. Yes, 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 C.C. Rider. See what you have done. Girl, you made me love you. Now your man has come. Well, I'm going away, baby.
Back at all.
sea rider. Girl, the moon is shining bright. Lord, 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 sea rider. The moon is shining bright. If I could just walk with you, everything will be all right.
Sea, sea rider, sea rider, sea, sea rider, sea rider.
In early 1958, Chuck Willis recorded What Am I Living For, backed with I Don't Want to Hang Up My Rock and Roll Shoes, a poignant and unknowing augury of his death 3 months later from a bleeding ulcer. Chuck died on the operating table in Atlanta, barely 30 years old.
Since I met you, baby, my whole life has changed.
Reading directly from Jerry's book, Jerry says, I place Ivory Joe Hunter alongside Chuck Willis. They were both sweet balladeers leaning toward country singing. Ivory Joe a touch more than Chuck. I believe Ivory Joe, together with Ray Charles, set the stage for the merger of black blues ballads and white country music in the 60s.
Since I met you, baby, I'm a happy man.
Pickett was a pistol. Jerry called him the Black Panther even before the phrase was political. He had matinee idol looks, flaming eyes, lustrous ebony skin, a sleek, muscular torso, and his temperament was fire.
I'm
Now let's talk a little bit about Aretha Franklin. Aretha's contract with Columbia Records had expired. Once more from Jerry's book. I called Aretha that minute and set up a meeting in New York. Within the week, she and Ted White, her husband, sat down in my office. No lawyers, managers, or agents in sight. We made a handshake deal. It was beautiful. My first instinct was to offer her to Jim Stewart and have the Stax team produce her. Stax was steaming, and no one figured to produce Aretha any better than those good folks in Memphis. I told Jim that if he went for the $25,000 advance, Aretha could be a Stax artist with Atlantic promotion and distribution. The same arrangement we had with Sam and Dave. Jim Stewart passed. Thank you, Jesus. Never loved a man the way I love you. Miss Aretha Franklin. Miss Franklin, you sure can sing. You know, there is an anecdote told by Southern producer Jim Dickinson about Jerry Wexler. The story goes that Wexler and Sam Phillips were at an industry party in Memphis shortly after Wexler had produced Aretha Franklin's 1972 gospel album, Amazing Grace. However, instead of spinning the new Aretha record that Wexler wanted to hear, Phillips kept playing an old Tony Joe White album Wexler had done, marveling because the record was so good, it don't sound paid for.
I've got something to tell you, I think that you ought to know. I've had my eyes on you, babe, since a long time ago. And now I finally got the nerve, and I'm gonna make my move. Now don't you try to turn me off, cause it's gonna be hard to do. I got a thing about you, baby, ain't nothing I can do. I got a thing about you, baby, thing about loving you. Ain't no two ways about it, baby, your love was meant for me. I know that I can't do without it, it fits me to a T. Ooh, there's something about you, babe, can't get you off my mind. I know that I can't live without you, think about you all the time. I gotta think about you, baby, ain't nothing I can do. I gotta think about you, baby, think about loving you. You know she's got a man. She'll wring you out and turn you about in the palm of her hand. And then she starts to thinking that maybe she's put you in a bind. She'll give you just a little love and it'll get you every time. But I got a thing about you, baby, ain't nothing I can do. I got a thing about you, baby, thing about loving you.
If you remember correctly, Mr. Tony Joe White had another great record called Poke Salad Annie. And now, lest I forget, my dear friend, Mr. Solomon Burke. He is the king of gospel rock. This song, by the way, is Everybody Needs Somebody to Love, and ain't that the truth? The song was written by Mr. Solomon Burke and Mr. Jerry Wexler. Let's go directly from Dr. Solomon Burke in Philadelphia to Dr. John the Night Tripper in New Orleans.
Echo, 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 Andy. Giacomo Fino and Andy, Giacomo Fino and Andy. My star boy to your star boy, sitting on the bayou. My star boy to your spy bomb, won't set your tail on fire, dog.
Now, granted, Mr. Wexler's favorite music was probably jazz, but his love of gospel and blues certainly got in the way. But when it came down to recording, Mr. Wexler just loved to make records. I know because he's told me that very thing. This next record is by Mr. Bob Dylan, which just goes to show that it didn't have to be the blues for Jerry to make it a hit. You got to serve somebody.
You may be an ambassador to England or France. You may like to gamble. You might like to dance. You may be the heavyweight champion of the world. You may be a socialite with a long string of pearls. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, indeed, you're gonna have to serve somebody. Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Maybe a rock and roll addict dancing on the stage. Money, drugs at your command, women in a cage. You may be a businessman or some high degree thief. They may call you doctor or they may call you chief. You're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you are. You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
It may be a state trooper. It may be a young Turk. Maybe the head of some bigger TV network. You may be rich or poor, you may be blind or lame, maybe living in another country under another name, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you are, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Maybe a construction worker working on a home. Might be living in a mansion. You might live in a dome. You may own guns and you may even own tanks. You may be somebody's landlord. You may even own banks. But you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve
yes,
somebody.
You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve
Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
You may be a preacher, preacher, spiritual pride. Maybe a city councilman taking bribes on the side. Maybe working in a barber shop, you may know how to cut hair. It may be somebody's mistress, maybe somebody's heir, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Might like to wear cotton, might like to wear silk. Might like to drink whiskey, might like to drink milk. Might like to eat caviar, you might like to eat bread. Maybe sleeping on the floor, sleeping in a king-size bed. But you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve
yes, indeed,
somebody.
You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord. You're gonna have to serve somebody. Now you may call me Terry, or you may call me Timmy. You may call me Bobby, or you may call me Zimmy. You may call me RJ, you may call me Ray. You may call me anything, no matter what you say. You're still gonna have to serve somebody.
Yes, you're gonna
to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, and it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Well, Bob, we all have to serve somebody. Ain't that the truth? You know, Mr. Donnie Hathaway was a rare and gifted talent. Unfortunately, he passed away far too young. I'm never sure whether Stevie listened to Donnie Hathaway or Donnie Hathaway listened to Stevie, or both. But I love Donnie Hathaway, and this one record is an example of the great production that Mr. Wexler could do. It's called Giving It Up. It's a Van McCoy song. You're gonna love it.
Giving up is hard to do. When you really love someone, giving up so hard to do. When you still depend upon her warm and tender touch, her kiss and her caress. Giving up so hard to do. I've tried but it just ain't no use giving up. So hard to do. I said I've tried, but it just ain't no use. But my light of hope is burning dim. Yeah.
Now, it just goes to show you that Mr. Wexler could not only take white artists and make them sound black, but he could take a white song, give it to the right black performer, and listen to what happens when Miss Etta James sings Take It to the Limit.
All alone at the end of the evening, and the bright lights have faded to blue. I was thinking about a man who might have loved me, and I never knew. You know I've always been a dreamer. The dreams I've seen lately keep turning out and burning out and turning out the same. So put me on a highway and show me a sign and take it to the limit one more time. Money, yeah. You can spend all your love making time. If it all fell to pieces tomorrow, would you still be mine?
Before we close the curtain on just a small part of Mr. Jerry Wexler's life, I would like to say thank you so much for tuning in and putting up with me. My name is John Reese, and this is Good Morning Blues on BluePower.com. And by the way, Jerry, you know the 10 pure souls? I gotta tell you something. You are one of the Zadokim. Take care, man. Everybody loves you.